There you go. We are a member-supported KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. That is tomorrow's Bad Seeds. Nice and Slow is the song. A good Southern California sound, I would say. And the guys from the band are actually here right now. But I don't even want to say out of the ashes of tomorrow's Bad Seeds comes this new project called Life. But what would you even say, you guys?
I guess life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
I guess so. Isn't that what John Lennon said? Or one of the Beatles? I don't know. Yeah. Each and every member of the brand new project Life in our Pearl Street studios right here on member-supported radio this afternoon. Thanks for coming by, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Dude, buddy. We're happy to be on board with this brand new project. This is pretty new for you guys, huh?
Super new. Yeah. This will be our first...
Right?
Yeah, actually, this is our first time doing anything, you know, live or on the air. Or
right.
Even having our song being heard by a DJ or anything.
Well, we'll get to that soon because the track that I have from Life is called Are You Down? I feel like it's an absolute winner. We're going to basically world premiere that on the airwaves in just a few minutes from now. But you guys have been jamming out and writing music together for how many years now?
Going 12? On like 12 years. Yeah.
Amazing. Years. And yeah. Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, I mean, they've had some success in music. I mean, you guys been there, done that, have you know, put out records and have toured and everything. So what brings us to this new project, really?
I would say it's we veered so far away from the genre that we started in, and it started just taking a new life, no pun intended.
But, yeah.
And it just became kind of what it is. It kind of just happened.
So the website is lifemusic.com. You guys are, I guess, very new, but I don't know, when you guys meet people on the street and you tell them you're in a band and you got a gig a little bit later and they ask you what type of music you play, what do you tell them generally?
It's life music.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, there is really no genre specific thing that we can lay it into. It's hard.
I feel like your music appeals to a lot of people who like a lot of different genres, you know, maybe like the Bad Religions and Rise Against and stuff, and also like the Pepper and the Slightly Stupid.
Mm-hmm. For Bad Seeds, yeah, we definitely did the whole reggae fused with hard rock and punk rock. Mm-hmm. As far as Life, it's basically all of that and just matured a little bit.
There
That's
you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. I guess everything that you've learned throughout the years in music, you guys are bringing this to this this brand new project. There's a new record in the works right now. All I have is this brand new single, and I guess it's Are You Down, and it is a good one. So we're still writing the new record? Where are we in the process right now?
We have lots of songs. We're going to put out an EP, most likely, and we have a lot of songs to follow it up. But yeah, we're always writing.
Cool. You guys have a home studio somewhere in Los Angeles, or did you link up with any rad producers for this new project?
Mr. Michael Choi.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lost Prophet.
Foolish Prophet.
Is that a good situation in the studio, working together, and how'd you find that guy?
Warped Tour, this last Warped Tour we
Not
were...
Not this last one, the one before it.
That's right.
2012. No,
yeah, 2012, sorry. The last one we did. We were on the tour together. He was MDing another act that was on the same stage as us, and we met in the lunch line. The rest is history.
Yeah, we started just talking and kind of became part of the team and started going a different direction, and now this is what it became, Life.
Yeah, and then I guess everybody's on the same page, and I guess when you are ready to go, when you're ready to go into the studio to record these new songs under the name Life, are you guys ready to just rip into these songs, or is there a lot of tweaking on the fly in the studio?
You know, actually, we didn't go into the studio to write for Life.
Really?
We were writing just to write because we like to just write together, and just like Moy said, it just happened. We were just writing these songs, and we were like, man, this is coming out fresh, you know? Mm-hmm. But is this Bad Seeds? I don't know. And Metz goes... No, man, this is Life. And I was like, whoa.
Something completely different.
Okay. So
sure.
That's how it happened. Yeah.
So hence the name Life, I guess. Well, if it would be agreeable, again, you guys brought your acoustic instruments here to our studios, and we appreciate that. More of a stripped-down set than people would be accustomed to seeing your live shows. There is a show on the horizon, right, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we're playing at Patrick Malloy's on the Hermosa Beach Pier from 9:30 to 11. It'll be pretty much our last... Tomorrow's Bad Seeds acoustic show introducing our new project, Life.
awesome, man. So this, that's the first time that you guys are going to be playing the songs under the name Life in front of people live, huh?
Yes.
And well, I guess this is the very first time live on the radio, which is rad. Absolutely. So if it would be agreeable to you, I'd love to play the song Are You Down right off the bat, and then we'll come back and talk more about stuff.
Cool.
Again, this is the band Life in our Pearl Street studios. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with this song, or should we play it immediately on the air?
We wrote it when we were on tour with Slightly Stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I feel like
we were just missing home, you know, and I think everyone can put it into their own interpretation,
okay.
But we were missing home.
So not that Tomorrow's Bad Seeds is on the shelf completely. You guys may very well, you know, resurface with that stuff down the road, but it's all about this new project, Life, right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have our 100% focus on this. And
awesome.
Life is its own, like, entity, you know?
Awesome. Well, you guys are doing a huge radio promo tour basically right after this. You guys got a big show just announced in New York, which is huge for a band who's basically just starting out. We'll talk about that pretty soon. But again, the song is Are You Down? It's basically the world premiere on the airwaves here on KX93.5. The band is called Life. Enjoy. We'll be right back. there it is. Happy to be on board and an early champion of this project. The band is called Life, and the song we just played on the air is called Are You Down on listener-supported KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. You guys originally all from Los Angeles?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Dude, you got a tremendous vocal range, and I feel like you in the past you guys have been pigeonholed as kind of a reggae outfit, and for reggae artists to be singing like you do, I guess those artists are few and far between. So, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
So the new record, again, that's the first single off the upcoming EP, tentatively scheduled to come out when again?
We don't know yet.
May? No? I think May.
Sometime in May, and then you guys going to hit the road, do the van thing? Is that the case?
Yep. We're already doing that for this, you know, February radio tour.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, that's true, right?
Yeah. We actually, I think we have a little bit of tour depression. We're like freaking out because we're used to being on the road.
Yeah.
And we haven't been because we've been working on this project really hard, and now we're like, dude, we're ready. Let's get us.
It's been almost 15 months since or 16 months since we've been on the road.
Are there some favorite venues in the past that you guys have encountered? Like, man, people in this random city, they really dig on our music. Like, what were some of those cities or some of those shows that just went off?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places that you wouldn't really think that you'd get that reception, you know?
Yeah.
And more often than not, you'll get these little rural towns that are like just absolutely raging in comparison to like
a bigger city,
LA,
you know?
Or something. Yeah,
right. Like
we played Nebraska.
People are just
one time
much more receptive to it. Yeah,
it was pretty intense.
Like these landlocked towns, you know, who are like awesome. Itching for something like you guys, what you guys are bringing.
Knoxville.
We were the only thing going on that night.
Right. Well, I guess you'd have that on your side as well if you're the only show in town, you know.
Yeah.
Again,
I mean, we could just walk around those streets and they'll look at us like, they're here for something.
No kidding.
They don't live here.
Is there a tattoo or surfing convention going on around
here?
Well, again, you guys are always welcome to our Pearl Street Studios. If there's any, you know, anything you want a world premiere
or,
you know, test out on the public, again, you just keep us in the loop musically and we'd love to have you back.
Love you, man.
Maybe
love
next time we'll be able to put you on the beach and shoot some rad video and, you know, invite some of our listeners and stuff like that. So before we rip into some of these songs live in our studio, totally stripped down, what did I want to ask you? I don't know. See, that's why I kind of have to write things down.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Yeah, you're schooling us.
I also don't want to be that same guy who, I mean, you guys are going to go on a radio tour. I don't want to be that DJ in every single market asking you the same damn, you know, questions and stuff like that. Oh, well.
That's so good, what's though. The question?
I totally forget. What do you guys want to play first?
Well, how about we ask you a question?
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
All right.
How long have you been growing your hair out?
Dude, someone from the salon downstairs just asked me the same question when I was going out to use the restroom before a little radio session here. I don't know. I could tell you last time I shaved, and that was a couple weeks ago.
mine's been about 2 months, and I barely can grow anything.
Actually, man, when I got into radio, and I just kind of let it start growing, you know?
Awesome.
Fortunately, in our
cool.
line
Long
of
hair,
work.
Don't care.
More power to you, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Normally, it's kind of tied up in the back, you know, but I think I'm comfortable around my coworkers and stuff where I just kind of
let it flow.
Let it hang, you
I
know?
Like it, man.
Right? This is what I wanted to ask you. The tour isn't scheduled quite yet besides this radio tour, but there is one show in New York that you guys have locked down. How did that come about? Where's the show and when is it happening?
It's at Webster Hall in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it came about through our manager. He works his ass off. Whoops, sorry about that.
He sure does, man.
He works really hard
for
us.
Yeah, you got some good people working for you.
And so I would say I would grant him that he did that for us for sure.
That's awesome. Well, maybe after the show you guys could come back and or maybe when the EP drops you could come back and you could speak tales of your last promo tour and what different cities, you know, made an impression on you. That'd be really cool. The project is Life. All three members in the studio right here on KX93.5. We realize we have a lot of new listeners here this afternoon. We appreciate you paying attention to us. We are a listener-supported nonprofit thing here in Southern California. You could donate to the radio station. You could become a member. We're trying to take FM back to the glory days, you know, take a chance on a record and do some cool things for artists in our studio. That's where you guys come in. And again, we appreciate you guys being here. So super stripped down version of a couple of songs. And what'd you guys want to play first?
We'll play Are You Down.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's just play it. Right?
Yeah. Cool.
The official KX93.5 acoustic version. This is Life in our Pearl Street studios. Whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah.
Awesome. That is live in our studios. That is Life with Are You Down right here on KX93.5. Dude, did you break another string?
Yes.
Yes, you did. You did it during sound check and you did it again.
It. I get right. into it, I dig, and then it's just...
How often does that happen with this guy, man?
A lot.
Does it really?
Yeah, he's, a lot. He's a digger. He likes to just... chug away.
I come from listening to Lagwagon and, like, you know, Black Flag and Pennywise. Right. Dude. It's like, that's
a good question. I guess let me ask you your influences. Like, what sort of music did you guys grow up? Like, what was around you when you guys were growing up?
I guess growing up in Los Angeles, it's such a melting pot of music. Mm-hmm. You're introduced to so many different eclectic styles and, you know, genres and maybe even, you know, scenes, you know, that you just want to be a part of because it's in your local community. But I would say, I mean, pretty much everything. I mean, the spectrum is so wide. I mean, if I was to name names for me personally, I like Motown, you know? That's where I like to, you know, reside and hang out. But these guys we all grew up on punk rock in Hermosa and like South Bay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So it's like hip hop too when the hip hop wave came, you know?
Oh, sure. I mean, whenever some 90s hip hop comes on the radio or whatever, like people look at me because I know every lyric to all those songs and they think I'm crazy, you know? And that question goes for both of you as well. What sort of music was around you when you guys were growing up?
And everything, really, you know, I grew up listening to like Cat Stevens and like, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, even just you know, Bob Dylan, stuff like that. That was just real like old school type music, but you know, it had a heavily influenced us, I think.
And that can make you a well-rounded musician, you know?
Yeah. We kind of have like this like thing. It's like, you know, I really grew up typically on punk rock. I was a punk rock kid. I kind of was at a point like I was like, that's all I listened to. I was like searching for records and vinyls and like, oh, I got the Minutemen vinyl. Then I went and got the Husker Du vinyls. And then I was like, got into like the new school, like Lagwagon, NoFX and stuff like that. But then these guys honestly kind of introduced me to, you know, like reggae and not only reggae, but like rock and roll and soul. And then I was all confused. And then now, you know, now it's just become this thing.
I feel like as you get older, you could appreciate other sorts of, you know, genres and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely not all punk rock for you anymore.
Definitely can't leave out the reggae, too, because, I mean, that was for sure a big part of our influence, or mine for sure, like, when we first started Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, like Johnny Osborne and Tenor Saw and all that old school stuff that a lot of people don't really listen to anymore, but, you know, like when you surf, you like listen to that kind of music too, that are punk rock, but we all grew up on everything, like we said.
Right.
Hip hop, everything.
Yeah.
Again, this is Life in our Pearl Street studios. A brand new project. Happy to be on board. Are you playing an upside down guitar?
Yeah, yes, I am.
I've Mookie. Never seen that in front of me before. Oh, wow. Now, why would you do that?
It's the only way he knows how.
No way.
Actually, the very first guitar that I got was a right handed guitar, and I actually just started playing it upside down, and I never looked back.
I think there was, I think Albert King, one of those old school.
Albert King.
He did the same thing, huh?
Dick Dale, Albert King.
That is crazy talk, man.
Jimi Hendrix, too, and then he restrung it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Jimi Hendrix played an upside down guitar, but the strings were in the right place, right?
Yeah.
But he started off, I think, this way, too, and then he figured that, you know,
it's like the poor man's way of learning how to play guitar when you're left-handed, you know? It's like, oh, it's a right-handed guitar.
I guess so,
I'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Are you guys all self-taught, more or less?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Never had
Absolutely.
A lesson.
Yeah. I just started taking vocal lessons recently myself from a guy named Ron Anderson. Mm. So I've been doing some good stuff, but I've never taken lessons up until this year.
Dude, a vocal coach will help you out immensely. I mean, you know, just you know, playing a guitar or any sort of instrument, your vocals is an instrument in itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you guys sing brilliantly all three together, which is rad.
Thanks.
Again, that song was just a couple acoustic guitars in our studio. What could people expect for the show tomorrow and the show in New York at Webster?
Show tomorrow is acoustic.
Okay.
But we're doing a full Tomorrow's Bad Seeds set, and then we're introducing Life and playing five Life songs. And then as far as Webster Hall, full band. So, you know, drums, bass, electric guitars, vocals.
A five-piece.
Lots of
Anyone else to say hi to? Like, who's not here? Who's going to be traveling with you?
Fabian,
Mr. Egger, yes.
Michael, who's in London.
Mr. Michael Choi.
Cool. Is it hard to get everybody on the same page as a touring band just to hit the road?
Not really, you know. Yeah. We actually, that's one thing that we've been fortunate with, even with Tomorrow's Bad Seeds. I mean, we had just diehard musicians, you know. I mean, Sean, Matt, and I are the original members of Tomorrow's Bad Seeds. We had to get a new drummer and a new bass player about 5 years ago, but even the new guys we got, they were so just ready to tour and be on the road and really, you know, dedicate all their time and feelings into this. You know, so that's kind of what we are, the same thing as well. I mean, this is what we do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Ideally, you know, if music could be your full-time job, that's exactly what you would do, right?
It's what it is.
Right.
We actually barely made it here on gas because of that.
I feel like you guys have a built-in audience because of your previous project has gained traction throughout the years. Did you find that Tomorrow's Bad Seeds almost became stale at a point, or was it just rocking and rolling and gaining more fans as the years progressed?
I think we were always gaining new fans, you know. I just think that we progressed as musicians and kind of grew up too a little bit, and like I said, I love reggae music and I was always a part of it, but the way I saw reggae going in the direction was not the direction that we were going. We were kind of going more like you know, how our Expanded started kind of going that progressive way and like more rock and roll type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that being said, we just, you know, kind of liked that vibe and it just started coming out, and we're not going to stop the flow when the flow's
going. Just honest,
going.
You know, we're not going to like fake it because that's what everyone else, you know, decides that that's cool. You know, it's like, hey, this is what we do. You know, we love each other. We're brothers. You know, we've been together for, we've been playing together for many years.
Yeah.
And we just really like to write together. And
we like making music together, you know, whatever comes out. We don't really like to put a genre to it.
It's interesting to see bands progress throughout the years. One that comes to mind is AFI, you know, super punk rock back in the day.
Oh,
and
AFI.
Then, you know, say what you want about them now, but they're not still putting out that same punk rock AFI record. They're
exactly
doing some different things.
Absolutely.
You know,
that was good.
As they move forward.
That was perfect because I mean, we know, like, you know, a lot of punk bands that are friends of ours that I grew up with that are very like, oh man, you know, they were mad at me when I left the punk scene, and then now they're like, dude.
Yeah.
Hats off to
and
you.
Now they won't
you know?
End with whatever you're doing now.
It's kind of happening now with the reggae scene. So, I mean, you know, we'll see. We'll just have fun.
Again, the website is lifemusic.com. And where could people find you on Twitter and or Instagram? By the way, I just Instagrammed a photo of you guys performing that laugh song.
Cool.
I hope you don't mind. But where can people find you on Twitter
at
and stuff?
Our name is Life.
Yeah. There you go.
Our name is Life on IG and on Twitter.
It's almost like you guys are doing the Ramones thing. Right, because on Twitter it's like it's your first name and then the band
Life,
like Johnny Ramone, Marky Ramone, whatever.
That's right. We kind of do like the Life,
tie it all in together.
Sure. Again, Life is here on KX93.5. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the? Well, I guess nobody's really familiar with this new project. You guys are just getting off of the ground. But anything else to touch on to the general public?
I just want to say, you know, we do appreciate all our listeners and all our fans and friends and family that have supported us throughout the years with Tomorrow's Bad Seeds and any endeavor that we've gone through. Together, we are the trio, you know what I mean? And so we're really stoked to, you know, bring forward this new project, Life, and, you know, we're thankful and grateful for everybody out there that still supports us.
Awesome. Again, we're on board and I'm happy to meet you and I'm glad you're here in the studio. And what did you want to play next?
This next song is called Breaking Habit.
Awesome. So this, it's going to be on the new EP, I imagine?
Maybe. Or it might just be on here.
Mm-hmm.
Might just be on here. Again, if you missed anything that we did this afternoon, it'll be available on demand shortly after on our podcast page on kx935.com, on iTunes, on all of those places. We like to post our stuff digitally. So at your leisure, you guys, whenever you're ready, this is Life on KX935.
Forget those funky beats you threw me. Too precious to play out loud. Won't regret those fleeting moments unseen. Too meticulous to look back now. Won't stop running till I crumble, baby. Exhausted, but I'm just too proud. Finish line, a mirage in the distance. Empty pocket, so where's my frown? Can't stop moving forward till you hide me. You're a queen, must deliver your crown. Laughter rings through my ears, it's engulfing. Loud enough to muffle my growl. Brush away soot left on me from crawling. Back to my old familiar scowl. Scorching sun is beating down my body. Where am I off to now? Where am I off to now? Where am I off to now? I'm not wasting my whole life. Let the ship set sail as I wish you well when you pass me by. 'Cause Can't stop moving forward to your honey. You're a queen, must deliver your crown. Laughter rings through my ears, it's engulfing. Loud enough to muffle my growl. Brush away soot left on me from crawling. Back to my old familiar skull. Scorching sun is beating down my body. Where am I off to now? Where am I off to now?
Very awesome. Again, another live performance on KX93.5. That is live in our Pearl Street studios. I wanted to thank your management for...
Rainstein.
Right, for the rhinoceros. Does he have any other nicknames?
The rhino.
The Rainstein.
You guys are great, man. We wish you well on this tour and have a good
thank
show.
You.
I guess tomorrow's the show, right?
Tomorrow night at 9:30 to 11, we'll be playing on the Hermosa Beach Pier at this place called Patrick Malloy's.
Very cool.
It's free to get in as well, too.
Cool.
So it's a free show.
Well, I'll be looking for your, you know, updates on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that as you guys are touring the country. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. This is live, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
You can literally walk into the studio right now with a CD, and he will play your music.
You guys are a unsigned band, and you broke into the radio station to get your demo played on the air?
He loves unknown artists, like really loves them. It's Mookie on KX93.5.